What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Beto is in for Sedano. Sedano is out in these Western Conference playoffs, man. This guy's been on the road for evs. A lot of schlepping all over the place. But here she is. Here's Laura Romo at UNEEQ underscore with What We All Need to Know. Laura.
Well, for this one, I'm actually going to pass it on to Beto because he has one, and I feel like he knows it the best, so he should give it up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take this one, Cap. And, you know, right now, baseball playoffs are going on. Last week, a CIF Southern Section Finals happened. But right now, the City Section is going on. So what you need to know is congratulations to the Garfield High Bulldogs. They're going to play in the Division One Championship Saturday, 10 a.m. against the Norbon Gauchos. And the cool thing about it is they get to play at Dodger Stadium.
That's
so
cool.
The semifinals were yesterday at USC. Garfield beat Bell, and a shout out to Anthony Cardenas, complete game, two hitter, five strikeouts. The catcher, Jose Rojas, knocked in all three runs. And it was pretty cool for me to watch because I told you we run the Ricky Romero baseball camp at East LA College on Thanksgiving weekend, where we get kids from the City Section on the east side and we bring them out to East LA College. And this year we had J.P. Crawford from the Mariners. Jesse Chavez won a World Series with the Braves. So we bring about 10 to 15 current or former pros to the Rick Romero baseball camp, and we give these kids an afternoon where they just work out. They learn college skills, and some of the kids that went to this camp are now, it was pretty cool. We talked about it in our group chat yesterday. So imagine you take a workout with big leaguers in November, and then in May, you're going to play at a big league field. So congratulations to the Garfield Bulldogs and head coach Ruben Torres, and they're going to play in the Division One section. And then right now, in the open division, Roosevelt is three outs away from going to play at Dodger Stadium in the Open Division Championship. They're leading Chatsworth 2-1 in the sixth inning. So just shout out to the people from Boyle Heights and East LA, Garfield High and Roosevelt. That's what you need to know.
Well, that's good, man. I love watching kids in high school. I like following them in college. And then for the rare few that actually make it to the big leagues or make it to the NFL, I love feeling like I've seen their entire journey.
Yeah.
Like just the other day, the Dodgers were playing the Phillies. This was on, I want to say, Sunday. This was the Max Muncy error game. You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And in that game, there's a kid named Stubbs, and he played his college ball at USC, and he hit his first big league home run. And he was with Houston prior to that. He was with Philadelphia, and I didn't even know he'd left Houston to go to Philadelphia. But when I saw him hit his first home run, I was like, wow, there's that kid. I saw him play high school ball.
Yeah.
I followed his whole career at USC. I followed him into the big leagues. I lost track of him, and he hit his first home run for the Phillies off the Dodgers. I just love stories like
those. Yeah, that's really cool to see, man. Like, you know, I work in high school still. I do high school games. I don't get paid for it. I just go do it for NFHS just to work on my play-by-play. And you see these kids go from high school to where they're at, whether they get to Division One, Two, or Three, whatever it is, a chance for them to chase their dreams. And, you know, like I said, I did Russell Westbrook's high school games for Hawthorne Rondo Cable Channel 22 when he was a junior, and people weren't even talking about him when he was like, yeah, I'm either going to USD or Pacific or something like that. So it's cool to see the evolution of these players and for anybody to get to where they're at, to the next level, to chase their dreams. So it's really cool to see. And then for the fact that, you know, to play a championship game is awesome. Like the CIF had their championship game, Southern Section at Cal State Fullerton. Great place at Goodwin. But to play at Dodger freaking Stadium.
Right. It's insane.
Man, that just to, like, how many people have never had a chance to even go to Dodger Stadium, let alone walk on the field, mm-hmm. and then to be on the same mound? Like, because we would do the media game there many years ago. Man, some of the best pictures I got of my kids, I made them be the Bat Boys. And they're just there on the field. It just, and you look up, you're like, wow, that third deck is really, really up there, man.
Beto, where does the Southern Section do the high school football CIF championships?
So they moved it around. Remember, it used to be Angel Stadium for a lot of years.
Okay.
Then it was at StubHub. So now they've been doing it at Cerritos College. So they move it around, you know.
Now, Cerritos College, by the way, as far as junior colleges go, they have a really, really nice facility. And Laura, what's the name of the junior college that you went to?
Mount San Antonio.
Mount Sac.
Mount Sac.
They have an amazing facility.
Yeah.
But let me just
have
say
a
this:
great athletics program.
Yep.
They do. But let me just say this: going forward, the CIF Southern Section should move the high school football championships into. I think it's pretty obvious, right?
SoFi.
It should be in SoFi mm-hmm. because that's the dream. When you're a high school player
oh, yeah.
and the dream is to make it to the big leagues or the NFL, when you play in your high school championship, if you've got a stadium like SoFi or Dodger Stadium, that's where those games should be played.
Yeah, and I get it. It's going to be expensive, and you're only going to get, a 5,000-6,000 people at a game in a facility that holds 80,000 or whatever, and it's different. But for those kids, that opportunity, I mean, like the other semifinal game, as Mark Cates let me know, he's listening, Birmingham is playing El Camino later on tonight. So that's the other semifinal game. But like in high school, my high school got to play at Dodger Stadium, right? So I wasn't on the team, but my high school played, and I'm like, wow. So my mm-hmm. friends that were on the team to this day will say that was one of the coolest things, just to be behind the scenes at Dodger
right,
Stadium.
Right.
Dude,
right.
my high man. School sucked. We didn't go nowhere.
Where'd you go?
Baldwin Park High School.
Baldwin Park, Braves.
The only thing that made it to CIF was badminton and soccer.
Hey, Baldwin badminton. Park, this year, their baseball team won a really? Division 7 title, so shout out to the Braves.
I wonder if Schmidt's still the coach.
Yeah, so there it is. So that's what you need to know there, my amigo Scott Kaplan.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 9 minutes from wherever you are. Hey, Beto, I'm curious, just real quick, and then we'll move on. During the high school football season, because you seem to be really, really in tune with basketball and
yeah.
baseball, how in tune with high school football are you?
Locked in, because I do games for NFHS also, and I'm just trying to do more play-by-play for it. So one way to stay sharp is to do high school games. It's fun. It's cool. It's a stream. But my kid goes to St. John Bosco, so
so
locked in with those guys over there. Head coach okay. Jason Nagle does a great job.
Let me tell you the reason I asked. That's right. Jason Nagle does do a great job.
And we tailgate over there, baby.
Let me tell you what I want to do. You ready for this?
Let's go.
George is, I know, going to love this as well. I want to do on Fridays during the football season a high school football report where we go through the biggest and best high school football matchups on Fridays. So figure are going to high school games. Games will kick off around 7 o'clock. Figure that like 6 p.m. on a Friday, we should bring you on every Friday to do a high school football report and get everybody up to speed.
Yeah, and the thing is, obviously Modern Day and the Boscos and Servites, you're going to talk about them. But then there's some other good programs, man, that are producing a lot of stuff. And one of the things that I've noticed over the years, and before ESPN Radio 710 had the Laker contract, we used to do a Friday night recap show, a la Coach John Quintero style, right? Where we would take the show. I hosted it at 10 o'clock on Friday nights. And then you get the Laker deal, and then it's like, well, Laker playing Friday night, But we had great reception, and that was over a decade ago. So I can only imagine now with the advent of social media, people coming on and you talking to them. And it's I'm all for it, man. It's great because especially with USC getting so many local players now, the recruiting world, it's a whole different world, man. So
Beto, I had a TV show on, not that I hosted it, but I produced it. I had a TV show on Fox Sports LA or Fox Sports West, I think it was called. Couple years ago, it was called Southern California Prep Insider. And
that was you?
Yeah, I was executive producer of it. That was me and a partner of mine. Yeah, and
I
so
remember
what
that.
we did is we really wanted to be. There was an old school show on ESPN when I was in high school called Scholastic Sports America.
Yes, I remember.
And when you were a high school athlete that made it onto that show, it meant you were a future superstar.
Oh yeah.
And so I modeled the show after that. We were the storytelling. So hey, there's a kid at this school. He's planning on going to this place to go to college, and it's a really interesting story. And so. I love high school sports. Friday nights, we got to start doing a high school football report here.
Absolutely, man. And I know the kids will be all about it. The coaches will be all about it. And if this is what I'm going to go on a different tangent, but this is what I tell people when they're like, oh, marketing or like, how do we get the young listeners? Like, dude, I actually had this conversation with Morales about it. If you see how many hundreds of thousands of followers some of these Instagram pages have, and all they do is they go take a picture of the kid who's a stud, say Malachi Nelson at Los Alamitos. And there's because people want to know who's next, who's the next big thing. And you look at it, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views on their YouTubes, on their Instagrams. And it's just out there. And it's an untapped market for us.
Well, how about this? You ready for this? How about these NIL deals for all these college players?
Oh, man, don't get
it's happening in high school.
Oh. I'll call you afterwards. I'll tell you some of the stories I heard this week for somebody. My goodness, you wouldn't even believe it. But this is why I tell my son and his friends, like, they're going to be D2, D3 players, but I'm like, you can start making NIL money now. There's no need for you not to be using your social media to make money, man. This
Beto, my son plays at a tiny school in West Virginia, and it's a D2 football school.
Get paid.
And he has an NIL deal
Good for
with
him.
A company that does like kicking tools. So whether it's like a holder, a tee, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. Footballs, you know, he's got an NIL deal, and you put it on your Instagram, and there's a promo code, and if people go buy it, then they pay the kids, and it's a super smart thing to do.
Without that, Jaime Jaquez at UCLA, his sister Gabby is going to go to UCLA. And he talked to Ben Bulch from the LA Times today about how he and his sister have a couple of big NIL endorsements coming up. They haven't mentioned them yet, but again, I told my son, like, look, this is what I told Danny Hernandez, who's a quarterback trainer out here in Southern California. I'm like, dude, if you get a Latino quarterback who is bilingual and legit at a big Power 5 school, man, you can make some money with the endorsements there. Untapped market. And
that's why I was thinking about sending my son to Jackson State. I was like, dude, you're the white Jewish kicker at Jackson State, a historically black college, playing for Coach Prime. You're going to make NIL money, pal. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen.
Okay.
No, seriously, we were close, though, Beto. No joke. Like, we were down the road.
Yeah, it's the NIL world has changed the game for a lot of these kids. But I'm right there with you, Cap. I think how many people just want to hear a shout-out of their neighborhood, right? Like, you said my name on the radio, like Baldwin Park High, home of the Braves.
Little things like that.
And it's also, you got to know your market. Like, Mark Cates, like, we start talking about high school baseball. And I know, mind you, it's May right now. And Mark Cates is salesman extraordinaire here at the station, talking about his boy Brady Cates playing at Birmingham in 2019, the memories there. So, like, you know, all the LAUSD students, you guys know about the chalupas and the coffee cake. It's how do you know your neighborhood? How do you know your station? Know your audience, man. What's going on.
Seriously, though, you want to talk to younger people. You tell all these young people and all their parents and all the administrators and coaches and teachers, hey, we're going to be talking about our high school football report. Find out if your game was big enough to make it onto our airwaves.
Yeah.
Everybody will be tuning in because they want to hear about that.
Well,
seriously.
At CBS, too, what we started doing, a shout out to Armin Kahulian, our producer over at CBS2, we would bring in the player. We would go highlight a game on Friday night, and where whoever won, that's who would get to sit in on the couch on Saturday with Jim Hill. So we go to watch the Garfield Roosevelt game. Boom, we brought in Verbum Day, we brought in Charter Oak, we brought in different schools to make it look like Southern California, and it was one of the highest rated segments on the station.
Well, dude, I believe it in a big way. I do. Hey, speaking of following your dreams, all these young kids, I'll make this quick because we're going to get to Radio Tinder, and then we're going to go right into the Eastern Conference Game 5 tonight between Miami and Boston. But let me ask you this. You think that Colin Kaepernick, because all the reporting is now that he's going to work out for the Raiders, you think Colin Kaepernick is getting back into the NFL? And if so, you think he'll go to the Raiders?
I mean, he's going to work out for him, right? And right now, I know my boy Martin Moreno is going Raiders, right? All the Raider fans are getting all excited for it.
I mean, if there's one team that has always been sort of, counterculture, anti-establishment, if you will, or has the courage or the guts to do something that no one else in the league would ever want to do, I mean, to me, that's the Raiders. Now, it's a long time since Colin Kaepernick has played. It's been like since 2016. But he keeps talking about wanting to play. He keeps showing videos of himself working out.
And Mark Davis has said in the past, the owner of the Raiders, that, hey, we'll bring him in. If his personnel would want him to work out, you're doing it. But then again, you also saw what happened today, right, with the Raiders?
Which part?
John Gruden.
I did. I am following that story a little bit,
So Gruden in court, Raiders in court, NFL in court, and it comes out the same day?
Oh, you think there's something there? Oh, I love you. I love the way you're putting two and two together here.
I mean, I'm not saying. It just so happens that, you know, Gruden suing, and all of a sudden, we're not talking about it because now it's, Kaepernick's going to get a workout with the Raiders.
Oh, using him as PR. Using him to send the dogs in the other direction. Are you saying that?
I mean, you taught me well.
Oh, listen, dude, that's I really like where your mind's at on that. Way to put it together.
I mean, don't believe any BS anymore, man. You know, you grew up near Wilmington and Banning, and you know what's up, man.
Really? You know what's up?
I mean, you see a smokescreen. Because they could have done this workout yesterday. They could have done it last week. They could have done it last year.
But today's the day that there's all this news about how John Gruden's case is likely going to go forward against the NFL.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now the Raiders are going to work at Kaepernick. Interesting.
All right,
hold on, everybody.
It's on the ticker, right? Kaepernick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Hey, Radio Tinder is up next. And then, like I said, this is a short show today. We're going right into the Eastern Conference Finals between Boston and Miami, tied at 2. Beto's in for Sedano. Radio Tinder is next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rocking out to this song a little bit.
I don't really remember. So it was The Rock and Zac Efron?
It was a movie.
Yeah, yes. Efron was ripped, man. He was jacked for that one.
Oh, yeah, he was. Like, he's hot.
Woo!
He is hot. I agree. Oh, I admit that.
He's tall. Met him at a Dodger-Yankee game.
He's about my dream man.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Oh, wait, Zac Efron, you say is tall?
Yeah, about 6 foot.
Nah.
I mean, for an actor?
I don't think he's 6'1".
Okay, I stood next to him.
Cap's just basing this off of all of the tabloid photos and everything he sees.
No, Cap is basing this off having met Zach at a couple of NFL games where we took pictures together. And
Beth,
prove
me too.
It.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was right next to me prove on the field, Dodger-Yankee game at Dodger Stadium, and I'm like, wow, this guy's actually tall.
Hmm. Did you say prove it?
Yeah, I want to see your pics of you and Zach Efron.
Yeah, I'll find them. They're around somewhere. Yeah.
I'm with her.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't wait. You with her as in what? You think I'm lying?
I mean, if you have a picture with Zac Efron, that would be somewhat recently, and you would have that somewhere in the archives, I would think. He's pretty famous.
I would say, you're right. It's probably, though, I'll tell you this. It's long enough ago that Drew Brees was the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, and Alex Smith was the quarterback of the 49ers. So it's going back a little bit, but I'll find it.
I mean, Drew Brees was the quarterback of the Saints last year.
Yeah, he's short.
Anyway.
Yeah, but Alex Smith, Alex Smith was...
Cap likes to stretch out the truth, huh, Lindsay?
Now, Laura... I'm going to ask you a question.
Can I finish? Can I do
when I find this? When I find this, are you going to apologize?
No.
Lindsay wants to do Radio Tinder. She says she wants to do Radio Tinder, but yes,
we're
I will.
We're on limited time here, Kevin.
All right, let's do it.
So a college degree used to be the gold standard for finding a job, but increasing numbers of companies are eliminating or even reducing their requirements for a degree as a condition for hiring. According to a Glassdoor study, the characteristics of curiosity and an orientation for learning are the hottest new skills, with 72% of leaders reporting that they believe they're valuable traits and 51% believing that they become more valuable and important over time. The bottom line in the study is a learning mindset will set you apart as you seek a new job or pursue a promotion in your current company. Do you guys agree with this study's conclusion? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I don't understand it.
It means that instead of having a degree, they want people who are willing to learn new skills.
Show me.
I will swipe right on this. I think I'm kind of with it based on what I understood of it. I don't know that you have to have a degree.
I don't think you do. I feel like, this study says that, but I also feel like, times have changed.
I had this kid talking to me. He's 20 years old. God, I've never met him face to face, but on the phone, this kid sounds like he's 35 years old. And every time we're talking about what he wants to do, I'm trying to help him out find a job. I'm like, gosh, I got to remember this guy's 20 and he didn't go to college. He was there for a year. He decided to leave college and kind of get out into the real world. So I'm starting to think now that instead of having this like preconceived notion of, hey, you should be 22, graduated from college. Now you're ready to go. I think people are kind of ready without a degree.
Yeah, I'm going to agree you don't need a degree because as a professional junior college student who's still matriculating, I went to 4 different JCs, never really transferred. I tried to go to Dominguez Hills, but anyways, go Toros. But it's also, you got to figure this out, like who you hiring. You got to see the person. Have they been slacking or have they been hustling? Because the moment I got my foot into this door, thanks to Tommy Lamb, he knew I was going to knock down some other doors, and I met the producers. I was doing everything else. I was bored. I taught myself. So you got to have that person who you're going to hire that you can see has that initiative and that self-drive to make it happen. Now, do I recommend it for everybody else? Absolutely not. Should I have gone to USC or Syracuse? Absolutely. Then I'd be really successful and really important. And
but you are very successful. I don't think
not
that...
by, not by the standards of like the broadcast world.
I'm
a freelancer that gets working once a month. I know what I am. And I'm cool with it because it allows me to be a golf influencer.
Exactly. There you go.
But at the same time, at the age of 43, I know who I am. I'm good with it. Now, also, you start seeing a lot of these kids that are 20, 21 that are hustling, creating profiles on YouTube, on social media. They know how to edit. They know how to do a bunch of different things. Those are the kids you hire. You don't hire the kid who's like, oh, I dropped out because it just wasn't for me. No, you hire the one who dropped out or left because he wasn't being challenged and made his own plan. Like those, there's a fine line between not finishing and just being a slacker.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, honestly, like I had a full-time job and would consider myself successful
Absolutely.
Like a good 5 years before any of my friends who went to college were, because they were all waitressing and bartending, trying to pay back their student loans.
Yeah, like
so.
I tell everybody, if you're working, I get it, but make sure you're working towards your goal. Identify what your goal is. If you're 25 and bartending, that's cool. But are you working towards being something? Like people are like, oh, I want to be an actor. Are you taking acting classes? No. I want to be a stand-up. Are you actually getting up and doing open mics? No. What up, Hooter? Like, you know, people who are actually working towards their dream. Don't be a slacker. Simple as that.
Yeah, don't be a slacker.
Just so you guys know, in the community right now, in the Sedano and Cap community, Riley Freeman has found out that Zac Efron is 5'8". And
then who did I meet at Dodger Stadium? Was that not Zac Efron?
And Big E has says that... Yep, I found the picture. There is a picture. I just tweeted it myself.
Believe everything you hear on the internet. Next one. Fatigue and injuries have become a big story in the NBA's conference finals, especially in the series between the Heat and the Celtics. So last night, before the start of the Mavs Game 4 matchup against Golden State, team owner Mark Cuban revealed that he thinks he knows what is causing the uptick in the injuries. He tweeted out, quote, "As fun as the play-in tournament was, it led to playoff games being played every other night, which raises the question of whether that has led to teams being tired and possibly injured. We can't extend the last day because of TV. Should the play-in be just the eighth seed or not at all?" Do you agree with Mark Cuban's assessment?
I'm going to swipe. How do I disagree? Left or right?
Left.
Left. Get the one seed. Get the two seed. You know, rest some of your guys. Don't get yourself into the playoff where you need to play the playoff to get into the regular postseason. So I'm not going to hear anything about this, because if you're the team that's usually in the 7-8 spot, you're probably banged up anyways, and you're probably limping into those playoffs. So no sympathy for me, man. You don't like it, play better.
I think I'm going to swipe right, though, on this one, because here's how I hear it, though, Beto. I don't, because I thought the exact same thing that you thought, which is, well, wait a second. If you're having to play these extra games to play in just to get into the playoffs, well, that's probably why, you know, these guys are getting hurt. But then I started thinking to myself, okay, tonight, Miami and Boston, they got a lot of injuries on both sides of these two teams. Neither of them played in the play-in. But what Cuban, I think, is saying is that because of the play-in, then the playoffs get condensed, and then players are playing every
but
other night.
Wait a minute. Didn't a week ago, wasn't there like a five-day layoff between games also? There was like 4 days where there was no games because some of the series ended early?
There was literally one game.
No, there was like one of the series ended early, right? And there was nothing going on? There was a couple of days.
For one day.
But there was like, not. I think after the first round, right?
We're in the second round now, so.
Okay, so see, that's a little paying attention. But wasn't like some of the series ended early and some teams had more of a break than others?
I mean, it's like that with every sport.
Exactly. My point is, don't go 7 games in the first round.
Yeah, that's a good solution. But Cap is a point. Like, you know, they used to do the games like, you know, you'd have a full day off, like full day off for travel, and then a day to practice and blah, blah, blah in between. But since the play-in extends the whole season.
My travel on this private plane that
like
leaves when I get there, that I can stretch out.
I'm not making the argument because I don't care. It's not my body on the line. I'm just saying that I think that's what he's trying to say, is that they're condensing the entire postseason because of the play-in.
Because they've
they
added
go
more
past
games.
June 21st or
right.
whatever.
Okay,
day.
And the
right.
teams that aren't playing in the play-in games? Are resting, right?
Well, I mean, I guess what he's saying is that if you look at the injuries on the Miami side and the Boston side, they didn't have to play in, but because they're playing so much, so frequently, listen, I'm not saying Cuban's right. I'm just saying that his opinion about it may not be wrong. Does that make sense? Well, I don't know if it really does.
He's saying like maybe they shouldn't do the extra rounds. No. You know, like the ninth, yeah.
Because they give back
seeds.
That TV money you make in those rounds.
Okay, fair point.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Last chance
to
dance.
Up with a minute to go.
Last chance to dance. Here we go.
No, we got like a minute and a half.
Wrap it up, Cap. Okay, what kind of wine are you drinking, Cap?
Tonight, I'm definitely going to be drinking wine on National Wine Day. I'm going to have some Chardonnay. How about yourself?
Lindsay and I are going to go have some Merlot, and we're going to go have some Malbec, and then we're going to have some Cabernet, and then that's a good start.
Laura, are you going to be drinking wine tonight?
I said Moscato.
Yes. Moscato, whatever that is.
Because Laura, is tonight late night with Laura on Instagram?
Yes.
And what will you be drinking?
I have a few Wilson Creek wines that I want to pop. So
okay.
We'll see.
All right. All right, Lindsay, we still have time for one more?
No.
Cap.
She said we're leaving.
Un minuto.
No, the clock.
The reason why I said we're wrapping up Radio Tinder.
Yeah, but guys, my clock says 5:26. Now it just turned to 5:27, and I was told the hard out was 5:28. Am I wrong?
Yeah, so we got a minute.
All right,
less
so I thought we
now.
Had time. Now we had time for one more. All right.
Cap, you're the best, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Cap, I'm going to Toronto tomorrow. Any recommendations?
Ah! Toronto?
Yeah.
What are you going to Toronto for?
I'm working a fight there Saturday night, so I'm going to be in Toronto in the T-Dot or the 6. I'm going to look for Drake. Does he know you?
Dude, you tell Drake that you're with me. Just like with Kevin Harlan and George Sedano, bring it in. Just like with me and Zac Efron.
Okay, first of all, we got 30
But don't listen to Laura. Laura's a hater. Laura is a total hater.
You really came at
she
me.
Is a total Cap. Hater.
Hey, you and I, we got chemistry, Cap. You and next week, I think I might come down to San Diego, man.
I'm leaving
from Tijuana on Wednesday, so I might see you there.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Let's go, Cap. Great time.
Great job today, Beto. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Lindsay. Here comes game 5 of...